The Napa Valley Wine Auction going on this weekend. And on the KSRO live line with us is Patsy McGoy. She's the communications director for the auction. Good morning, Patsy.
Good morning.
So since 1981, the wine auction in Napa has raised $170 million for charity. That's impressive.
Thank you. We're very proud of what we've been able to do for community health and children's education nonprofits here in Napa County.
Do you have to turn people away? I know the event, the four-day event, is sold out again this year. I mean, it costs a lot to even walk into the door of the auction. And do you have a waiting list of people?
We just sold out of tickets recently, so I believe we've been able to accommodate almost everyone who wanted to attend this year. But yes, it's a very popular event, and we're very excited to welcome our guests today.
Okay, I know what I want to go to if I ever got to come. I want to go to the scavenger hunt, the Art of Cabernet.
Absolutely. Our friends at Hall in St. Helena are hosting a really fun event tomorrow, a Cabernet scavenger hunt. It'll be terrific.
And what does that consist of? What's it like?
Well, the guests will go and they will have the chance to taste different wines that are produced by Hall. As you may know, they make wines from throughout the Napa Valley wine region, which wines that are produced here, depending on where they come from, have all different flavor profiles and characters. And so it'll be a great chance for our guests to experience a little bit of what the whole of Napa Valley is all about.
And also, Patsy, it's one of the things that I love about, you know, watching and reading about this event is that, you know, for a lot of us, we're thinking, wow, people who go to this event are super rich. And you expect perhaps the event to be one way because of that. And every picture, every video, every selfie I've ever seen of the Napa Wine Auction features people really getting down and just having a ball.
Absolutely. It's a great chance for not only our community, but for our guests from out of town to come together and just relax and enjoy a beautiful weekend and have a lot of fun while drinking some fantastic wines and raising money for local nonprofits. It's magical. I really can't describe it any other way.
Well, I'm hoping you will describe it some more because I want to ask you, you know, one of the things we always look for, okay, what celebrities are coming this year? Can you enlighten us at all?
Well, first and foremost, we have our honorary chairs, the Coppola family.
Okay.
So Eleanor, Francis, Roman, Sophia, Gia Coppola are heading up the auction this year. And, of course, they have a lot of friends in the industry.
Yeah.
And the fun thing about the celebrities that come to the auction is it is almost always a surprise, even to me. So, you know, any celebrities that may appear today or tomorrow will be surprise appearances, and that's always fun because it's a delight to meet someone that you hadn't expected to meet.
Yeah, and you're probably willing to accommodate those latecomers too.
Yes, absolutely. We are happy to have a little sprinkling of that sense of celebrity at the event.
Well, it's a great ringing endorsement for the North Bay, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. It's a great way to talk about all the wonderful things we do here, from the wine to the food to the hospitality, and we're just so proud of what we're able to do through the auction.
I currently have $2 in my pocket, but if I was a bigwig, I would bid on this 14-day excursion on privately owned mega yachts, tours and dinners, and bottles of Napa wine. That's what I would bid on.
Well, that's great. And you know what? You don't have to actually have a whole lot of dollars in your pocket, because we do have our fantastic e-auction, which is available to anyone anywhere in the world. In fact, your listeners can get in on that right now. Just go to auctionnapavalley.org and click on the e-auction button. And anybody can participate, not just in those big extravagant lots that we'll sell in the live auction tomorrow, but in some more modest collections of Napa Valley wines and experiences that are available online.
All right, so Patsy, you're the communications director of the wine auction event representing the Napa Valley. We here at KSRO, of course, are in Sonoma County. We represent Sonoma County. We can all just get along, can't we?
You bet we can. And you know what? You guys have some fantastic charity events over in your county as well. And I think that's the really cool thing about all of us being in the wine business.
Yep.
We know that wine brings people together, and it's a great way to help do good things in our own local community.
Indeed. So congratulations in advance for the event this weekend, and I know more money is going to go to local charities as a result of it. Patsy, thanks for being with us this morning, and good luck this weekend.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the time.
That's Patsy McGoy. She's the communications director for the Napa Valley Wine Auction. The Well-Heeled will be attending.